All right, so we did this at the Super Bowl, and if you could give me the cord over there, Mike.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's what you were pointing at,
Yeah, I
huh?
wasn't pointing at David Moore. And we did this, like I said, at the Super Bowl, and it was, I thought it was fun. I thought it was fun. I thought it was certainly worth another shot. And it was a character called Bad Analogy Guy, where we approach an athlete. And you know what? I have the one from said Super Bowl, so I'll play you the first question to give you an example of what it was.
Okay.
See if I can refresh your memory. I don't remember this guy's name, but it really doesn't matter.
Proud.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All right. How big is this game mentally for you guys, or is this just like a typical, breakfast buffet?
No, this is a big game. I mean, this for every.
Okay.
A
so you
breakfast
get the
buffet.
Yeah, comparing Super Bowl to breakfast buffet.
Yeah. Where you compare two things that just don't mean anything.
Well,
they make no sense.
I really like his reaction, too.
Yeah. Well, you know.
He just blew right by it.
Yeah. And, yeah, you got it lower, killer? Okay. So you get the idea where it's just something in a long line of interviews that have been perfected here at the radio station that don't make a lot of sense, where you just bring something up and something you compare it to that has nothing to do with the other, and you see where it goes from there. And so yesterday, I walked out on the practice field late. Practice was short, and there were only two people out there, one being Chris Whaley. Now, Chris is the former UT great, and you remember him? He was a running back, I believe, at first, and then they converted him, of all things, to a defensive tackle. Boy, Texas has done that here where they did it with Melton and Whaley. I think Whaley was initially recruited as a running back. I could be wrong, and I'm sure the Horns fans will correct me, but if memory serves me right, I believe that that is the case. So he was out there, and also Davon Coleman was out there, big number 90.
Okay.
And Davon is will be fighting for time on the defensive line as well. And so this is my bad analogy guy with Davon Coleman, as I wanted Chris Whaley, but he was preoccupied with other folks. So here we go, Davon Coleman.
Davon, you got a quick second?
That's a dude.
Okay.
How you doing?
How are you, man?
We're good.
Yeah? I know it's tough to tell, but first practice, was it a good practice, or is it too early? Like, you know,
what?
Stop it.
What?
That was a really weird noise.
My, yeah.
Yeah, play it again.
Hang on a quick
second.
That's
a dude.
Okay.
How you doing?
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Yeah? I know it's tough.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah.
Dave, you got a quick second?
That's a dude.
Okay.
How you doing?
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Yeah? I know it's tough to tell, but first practice, was it a good practice, or is it too early, like, you know, picking up diarrhea with a fishing pole over here?
Pretty early, but, I mean, it's a good practice, getting our feet underneath one another and just getting back to football.
Coaches, I mean, they're fully engaged, clearly. Are they into it hard, or was it like a cheese grater on acid?
Oh, it's never a cheese grater. No, they're definitely coaching, I mean.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
It's never a cheese grater.
A cheese grater.
Like, what was, I don't know.
I don't even get it.
There's nothing to get. I mean, on my end or his end?
His. Not even commenting on that.
He got the first word and part of the second, and then things shut down.
are they into it hard, or was it like a cheese grater on acid?
Oh, it's never a cheese grater. No, they're definitely coaching. I mean, they're definitely one of the best coaching staffs, and just coaching is hard. Today was a long individual.
So focusing day in and day out, it's a long camp. You got a long time to go. Yep. Is that easy, you think, or is that, you know, like a supermodel with Crohn's? Are you going to really have to go at it?
Oh, you have to go at it. Nothing is easy about camp. It's a grind. I mean, it's the NFL. Training to go against the best, so it's gonna definitely be hard.
Was it a relaxing summer for you at all? I mean, were you able to relax at all, or were you too amped up, like a catfish at Chipotle?
I wasn't too amped up, but I definitely wasn't relaxed. I mean, more so just working out. I had to lose a few pounds to make weight, so just working.
How much weight?
I had to lose 10 pounds.
10.
Maintain it.
Damn.
Not too hard when you're that big.
All right, so film study. You got a lot of that going on. Yeah. It's coming up. It's day in. It's day out. Is that something that you look forward to, or is that like a, you know, a bottle of water with a Fannie Mae loan?
No, I look forward to watching film. I mean, I love to correct and critique my game. So looking at small stuff and just correcting everything, I love to get better.
Camp food. A lot of people talk about this, and they have throughout the years. The healthy version, do you get that all the time, or is it more unhealthy version?
I, to be honest with you, today was the first day I turned over a new leaf. I'm trying to be healthy. I had a salad with some chicken.
No. So you're literally the Freddy Krueger at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, I am trying to turn over a new leaf.
Literally.
Yeah, I am. Just like old Freddy Krueger at the Lincoln Memorial.
I'm trying to be healthy. I had a salad with some chicken.
No. So you're literally the Freddy Krueger at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, I am trying to turn over a new leaf.
I am. Damn right.
Boy, he is not getting a bit of this.
I love this guy.
Actually, I was a little overjoyed with all that good food.
What do you weigh?
I'm 296 now.
You don't look it. You don't look it. You hold it well. The weather here, I mean, it's like taking a Midol for a hair lip, right?
Yeah, it definitely can make some guys soft. I would say it's a little too good to be true.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck, okay?
Appreciate that,
take
man.
Care. All right.
What was that, taking a Midol for a hair lip?
Yes.
Well, one thing
a bottle of water with a Fannie Mae loan.
The one thing we have learned is training camp is never a cheese grate, right?
No, it never is.
No, never a cheese grate. That should be
fun
in
time.
That should be in the top 10 tonight.
That's fun time.
I'm going to vote for it.
Okay, good.
Everybody vote for it.
Yeah.